while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Now we have to get to this because we're already 16 minutes into our segment. But I was joking last night. Mm-hmm. Now, last night we had like a real feud going on between two friends, one being a rapper named Lashua, hashtag Lash, listens to the show every night. You know, big B-hole, and then his friend Andrew, who came with him to the comedy show that I did Sunday night at Side Splitters, and I guess Andrew crapped all over his budding rap career on the way home, said he didn't support him and all that stuff. So Lash was very upset. He blocked him on all social media and then wrote a diss track, and we played it last night. We premiered it, and we got a lot of feedback from listeners. You know,
yeah.
It was I think the average rating on it was about 3.4. And
yeah, it was great.
Yeah, but Lash, he took it with a grain of salt. He's like, whatever, man, this is my hobby, playa. And then somehow, some way, when Cherokee called in, we said that you know, he tried to do a little rap. It was a thing, and he did it. And we said, why don't you really write something and come back with us? And he did. I didn't think he was going to.
I didn't think he was going to either, but he did.
So we have him on the line, and I guess he wants to perform his rap.
Yeah. Hey, Cherokee.
Oh, boy. What's up,
dude? Hey, guys.
So are you ready? Do you just want me to drop the beat, and then you can go ahead and do it?
Super excited.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's Cherokee.
Oh, boy.
Best come strong, little white man. Don't think you can handle this, Indian.
What?
I swing hard with my tomahawk chop. Don't even unpack, nobody gonna shop. By the time you see me, it's already over. I wish you luck, find a four-leaf clover.
Blah, blah.
I feel sorry for you, son. That's where you, the one. You think you take me down, that's never been done.
Oh.
I just want love, not looking for hate. Please don't me put on my wall paint. Redskin warrior, coming straight for you. Headdress on, don't say I didn't warn you. Indiana papoose, till they set me loose. Try and stop me now, that's just no use.
Oh! Bars!
My life, it's such a...
Penis.
No.
No.
Penis.
No. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, straight fire. I'm going to have to get you on Young Jonah or Second Chance or Mike Mass or Perception. One of these guys. We have to get you on a track. Hell yeah.
Show.
Hell yeah, baby.
I got more.
I mean.
If you want to.
All right. Go ahead.
To live my life is such a rarity. If you spend one day, you must have a life of therapy. What I've seen, you don't know. Take your foot off the gas. Push cruise control.
Hold on. How did you not rhyme your name with rarity and...
Yeah.
And what the hell? I thought Cherokee was about to get dropped there.
Yeah.
I thought he was about, bitch, remember my name. They call me Cherokee.
That was the end.
Oh, my bad, dude.
I got all kinds more.
Oh, man. You've been writing all day.
Skip to the end, though, because we got to get
with that. I did this in like 5 minutes after last night.
Okay, man. Did you call in today to write a rap?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, get to the end, though, because seriously, we got to do What the Hell News.
Yeah, the show's over.
All right. Bow and arrow, trust the spear. You can't get close. You'll never come near. Tell your woman you love her, dear. Now take your last breath, and you just disappear.
Oh! Oh!
Cherokee, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Woo! Man.
Way to go, bud.
Good job, dude.
How about this?
Okay, he's got another
one.
Guy's dropping a whole album on us. Good God.
Let me save you the trouble, lest I turn you to rubble.
Oh, man.
Been in charge before. Your beer had stubble.
Okay.
Right. Cool, man. All right. Thanks, Cherokee.
Cool, man.
I told you created something.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm
well,
sorry,
you
everybody.
Yeah, we got to get you and Lash together so you can
battle. Oh, my God,
dude. Or something when
How
Stars
good.
Is over.
I would like to see him
like
and Lash battle.
I like me, man.
Let him and Lash battle Krispy Kreme and his skinny friend.
Oh, my God. That'd be so good.
Done.
So good.
All right, man. Have a good one,
Later,
Cherokee.
Man.
God bless.
That was all awesome. Right. You want to? We got one more call. You want to take that before we do it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
What's up? It's Andrew.
What up, Andrew?
Oh, Andrew, what's up?
Hey, I was just calling in to, correct you a little bit. I mean, you had the story all wrong on me giving Lashua, a.k.a. hashtag Trashua, any garbage about his lame raps on the way
home.
Oh,
no.
He
yeah, my bad.
He crying about it, man. He just started crying about it. I know.
Yeah,
I meant
he was upset. He was upset because you didn't support it. That's what it was.
Hey, man, I shared it. I played it at my buddy's house that we were hanging out at right before, I brought him over to my coworker's place and I played it for them on Spotify, and then,
they,
all of a sudden
like
I don't support him. Well, I mean, he's into rap and stuff. He's into a lot of like EDM stuff too that I don't, he's a younger.
I got you.
I was just calling in because, I am listening like every night. I know Lashville listens every night. So listen here, man. You burnt your bridge.
Suck it up, bitch.
I ain't the one. You can write as many diss raps as you want. They're all going to suck, I didn't do anything, except for not share his music enough, And I don't, he's had a couple, ones that I was like, oh, yeah, you had a couple good lines in that or something, Man, it's all whack. All right. So. Good
ex-friends.
Go do what you're gonna do. Right.
I think you guys need to spend some time apart. Let it all blow over.
Oh
man, did you hang up on him?
I did, man.
What's wrong with that guy?
You come out with stink like that.
I'm Team Lashua, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, me too. Now.
Lashua. Lashua doesn't cuss on my show, man. It's got two nights in a row, man. Two nights in a row, he made poop mouth.
It happens.
He made poop out of his mouth.
Messed up. Because
he used to be a criminal. That's what he.
He spent some time in the clink. That's how those jailbirds talk, man.
Yeah. He said I used to throw the soap on the ground. That's how they met. Yeah. You want to do a couple of what the hell news stories, maybe?
Kill Whitey!
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks. Sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
All righty, here are the stories that may seem fake, but they're not fake. They're so real. Will, what do you have for me?
In an ironic twist, a bond hearing for the Tampa teen accused of hacking the Twitter accounts of politicians, celebrities, and technology moguls got hacked on Wednesday morning. The bond hearing took place over Zoom, and during the hearing, the judge and attorneys were interrupted several times with people shouting racial slurs, playing music, and showing pornography. 17-year-old Graham Clark is accused of using the hijacked Twitter accounts to scam people around the world out of more than $100,000 in Bitcoin. The accounts included Bill Gates, Barack Obama, and Elon Musk. He faces numerous charges, including 17 counts of communications fraud and 11 counts of fraudulent use of personal information. Clark was arrested. Huh?
He's a bad kid.
He's not a nice boy, no. Clark was arrested on Friday and entered the not guilty plea on Tuesday. The judge denied motion to reduce Clark's bond. He remains in jail with bond set at $725,000. Good news is he's got some Bitcoin that he can put up. The next hearing is scheduled for October 7th, and officials say it will be password protected. They didn't put a password, so it wasn't hacked. People just went in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These people, they don't know anything.
I watched it, too, and there's a porno where somebody's, they're doing their mouth on on a part of the body that's it may be a sound clip that we play all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I eat ass.
That's
pretty bad.
In the video.
It's hilarious.
In fact, I'm going to put up this story on the Johnny B Show page. It's a Vice story, and they actually have the tweet where
you can see it
go to the image of them doing that with their mouth.
It's hysterical. The judge, and he's like talking to a lawyer or a prosecutor, and like when that video pops up, he goes, "Oh, okay. All right. we're just going to end this call now."
We're done now. So good.
Like they put up with racial slurs. They put up with people playing porno soundtracks, but as soon as they had the ass to mouth, they were like, "Nah. That's the line right there. We're not watching that."
I'm just amazed that these are our public officials who are in charge of, you know, our justice, and they don't understand. It's like when they get Zuckerberg to show up to these congressional hearings, and it's these, you know, 75-year-old Congress people asking about technology, and they don't know anything. This judge and the courts of Tampa or Florida, I don't know if this is a federal court or local court or what, but they didn't know to put a password on their Zoom meeting?
It's hilarious.
I mean, that's insane. This is basic stuff.
That's what we're doing, man. This is what we're dealing with. Pretty damn amazing. I got a story, and it's about baseball. Well, kind of like baseball. About a baseball player. I didn't realize this, but now there's video of this baseball player doing some naughtiness in Florida. Oh, man. This is embarrassing, dude. Like this guy Reese McGuire. He is like he's not even a starter. He was in Dunedin at a strip mall. So I want to say Dunedin. What minor league team does he play
Dunedin
for? Oh, the
Blue Jays. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a catcher. He's a backup catcher, and the catcher got caught masturbating in his car in a strip mall. Back in February when spring training first started, and I guess it's just now getting leaked out because he's actually played in 3 games since the MLB restarted. But 25-year-old McGuire pleaded no contest back then, was fined $450, and initially was being charged with exposure of sexual organs, a first-degree misdemeanor, which is punishable of up to 1 year in jail and carries a fine of up to $1,000. So not a big crime, but the video has surfaced now where you hear the conversation with a cop. It's pretty damn funny. Like, he even said, "Look, I thought nobody was looking. I realized what an idiot, what a dumb place to be." And the cop's like reasoning with him. The cop's like, "Why wouldn't you just go back to your apartment and masturbate?
Yeah.
Why would you come to a parking lot just to masturbate?" Is what he asked McGuire. And McGuire responded, "I don't know. I just decided to park. I realized that I made a mistake, having my pants down, doing what I was doing. I really am apologetic, and I know I shouldn't have been doing this." Yeah, no kidding. The guy's got a weird, kinky fetish. He wants to pull his pants down, drive around, and masturbate, but you just can't do that, man. You know?
But we talked about this before. Like, you ever pleasured yourself in a public spot? You just didn't get caught? Are you frozen, or are you just looking at me and thinking about it? I think he's frozen. It's the perfect time to be frozen, though, because you look like you just don't want to say that you were caught masturbating, but you were, and like you're under oath and can't admit it.